Pi Hudash. It was destroyed, and it was Hudash is like when you take a field. It says Sion Soder, the Chorish Yerushalayim Imtia. It's trampled so that it can't grow anything anymore. Hesped b'chol shana v'shana misped chodesh. Every year I'll have a new hesped al hakodesh al mikdash. So obviously the Gemara itself is mechalik between avelus yeshana and avelus chadasha. Everybody understands that time gives it, you know, time dampens feelings. And therefore, there's a chiyuv to have a new hesped, a new misped every year on the mikdash. How do you do it? In other words, on people, it's a mace, it's a gzeir that a mace is nishkach min aleiv. But dalmi hochi, how does a person bring a new hesped into the world? And I think the pasuk that seems like a sadeh, a person, the mashal, let's say a person lost a job. So it's devastating. It's difficult, and the person feels very bad about it. Let's say so, but you get over. No, you get over the shock, you get over the feelings, and so on. Let's say you're unemployed the next year and you don't have what to wear, and you continue to be unemployed, you don't have what to eat. So every time something new arises as a taitso of that, then a person can appreciate its problem more and more. It's like we said over from Rangujinsky, the 13 years after his Rebbe was Nifta, he says, I'm blind. This is a tekufa. I need somebody to guide me. And there's no one here to guide me. It reawakened because this is a situation that calls for somebody of that stature to be able to be machriya. Torah itself, it says, should be chadash b'chol yoyim, because Torah applies to every day uniquely. The Beis HaMikdash was a lifeline of ruchnias. And everything that's ruchnis in this world was fed by the Beis HaMikdash. It's just like if you take a field, and that's why the mashal of the thing is a field especially. When you make a field unable to produce crops, it's a hezek immediately. And then every year, I don't have what to eat because the field's not producing the bread. The Beis HaMikdash is a sheirish. And each tsar, and especially the ruchnistic tsar, each door, as we go through door after door, we need to realign and understand it through our own, through what we're missing, through where it affects us. And that's why the chi of hesped is new each year, because it's not only because it's more vibrant, it's more moving if you have a new hesped than you say last year. It's because I need to understand every year is a new year. Every year has its new possibilities. And without the Beis HaMikdash there to nourish those possibilities, they go to waste. They dry out. They die. They don't realize themselves. So the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a sheirish of Avodah, its effect is felt every year. And the Chi of Hesped is from the vantage point of each year and its own.
No, Beis HaMikdash,